At the beginning of a new year, we'd like to take a moment to remember some of those who passed away in 2000. Peanuts creator Charles Schulz died on the 12th of February. He drew Charlie Brown and the gang for nearly 50 years. Singer Doris Kenner Jackson died in February, too. She was a member of the group The Shirelles and sang lead on their 1961 hit, Dedicated to the One I Love.
Each night before you go to bed, my baby,
the writer Alex Comfort penned The Joy of Sex. He died in the spring. So did John Cardinal O'Connor. Cartoonist Edward Gorey. And Webster's chief lexicographer of 40 years, David Gorolnik. He introduced the word ain't to the dictionary. And the world said goodbye to Tito Puente, the Mambo King. Pierre Trudeau died this year. He was Canada's flamboyant two-time prime minister. And former Louisiana Governor Jimmy Davis was believed to be 101 at the time of his death. He was also known for the song, You Are My Sunshine. The president of Syria, Hafez al-Assad, died this past year. Paul Coverdell was a senator from Georgia. Sir Alec Guinness, he won an Oscar for The Bridge on the River Kwai.
One day the war will be over. I hope that the people who use this bridge in years to come will remember how it was built and who built it. Not a gang of slaves, but soldiers, British soldiers, Clipton, even in captivity.
Alec Guinness also played Obi-Wan Kenobi in the first three Star Wars films. Fellow actor Sir John Gielgud gave his last performance a month before he died at age 96. Walter Matthau was the famous slob in Neil Simon's Odd Couple. Craig Stevens played television's Peter Gunn. And the narrator of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, Charles Gray, taught everybody how to do the time warp again.
It's just a jump to the left. Put your hands on your hips.
The thermostatically controlled electric blanket was created by engineer and inventor George Crowley. Computer terms like software and bit were coined by theorist John Tukey. The theme for Scooby-Doo was composed by Hoyt Curtin. He also wrote theme music for the Flintstones, the Jetsons, and Johnny Quest. Civil rights activist Hosea Williams died in November. He was one of the leaders of the Bloody Sunday March from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama in 1965. David Brower with the Sierra Club was one of our foremost environmental crusaders. And Yehuda Amahai, he fought in four wars, Israel's War for Independence, the 1967 Six-Day War, the 1973 Yom Kippur War, and earlier with Britain in the Second World War.
What did I learn in the wars? To march in time, to swinging arms and legs, like pumps pumping an empty well. To march in a row and be alone in the middle. To dig into pillows, feather beds, the body of a beloved woman. And to yell Mama when she cannot hear. And to yell God when I don't believe in him. And even if I did believe in him, I wouldn't have told him about the war. As you don't tell a child about grown-ups' horrors.
Israeli poet Yehuda Amahai. One of the original hosts of this program died this year. His name was Mike Waters.
From National Public Radio in Washington, this is Mike Waters with All Things Considered.
And news veteran Robert Trout died. He spent most of his career at CBS Radio. In later years, he was heard on NPR. And Carl Rowan, the columnist and political speechwriter. And poet Gwendolyn Brooks. She was the first African-American to win the Pulitzer Prize. She died in December. So did Western actor George Montgomery, actor Jason Robards. And pianist and comedian Victor Borge.
This happens to be the first number I ever learned to play while my sister taught me the piano. She was my first teacher. That's all. She's only my half-sister.
Victor Borge, he died on December 23rd at age 91.